मोकम करोति वाचा लंपंगुम लंघयते गिरिम यत्कृपातं वंदे श्री गुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरम्। ओके सो हु एल्स हैज जॉइंड? ओके रोहित, हु इज एम? हु इज एम? Some spy, no, looks from other religion. Who is M? Can we text? It's not you, no, Charan. M for Muslim. Oh Krishna, that person is not replying also. Okay, so okay, do one thing, Mr. M, you can join in. Now I'll remove you. You can join in with a proper name. Oh, he left himself. Okay, okay. So let's discuss. Now today's topic is also very interesting, and a lot of things, you know, that we'll be able to learn. Can someone call Hemant Prabhu? What is he doing? Hemant Prabhu and Viren Prabhu. They'll be needed in the meeting. So I'll share the screen. We will try to... Okay, let's start. Please repeat. This is 10.8. Aham sarvasya prabhavo.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo.
Matta sarva pravartate.
Matta sarva pravartate.
Iti matva bhajante maam.
Iti matva bhajante maam.
Bodha bhava samanvitaha.
Bodha bhava samanvitaha.
So here Lord is saying that I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds emanating. Just a I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So now this Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita, we have to understand, or Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita, that these verses are the summary of entire Bhagavad Gita. These four verses are the summary of entire Bhagavad Gita. Now suppose if someone understands these four verses, it means you have understood Bhagavad Gita. So that doesn't mean that you don't read Bhagavad Gita. You have to read. Okay. You have to, but if you understand these four verses, it means you understood the essence. What is Bhagavad Gita all about? So let's try to understand what Prabhupada wants to say here. And then, you know, we'd like to share some points, you know, from our side. Purport. A learned scholar who has studied the Vedas perfectly and has information from authorities like Lord Chaitanya, and who knows how to apply these teachings, can understand that Krishna is the origin of everything in both the material and spiritual worlds. And because he knows this perfectly, he becomes firmly fixed in devotional service of Supreme Lord. He can never be deviated by any amount of nonsensical commentaries or by fools. All Vedic literature agrees that Krishna is the source of Brahma, Shiva, and all other demigods. In the Atharva Veda, Gopal Tapani Upanishad 1-4, it is said, Yo Brahmanam Vidadhati Purvam Yo Vai Vedamscha Gapayati Smakrishnaha. It was Krishna who is the beginning, in the beginning instructed Brahma in the Vedic knowledge and who disseminated Vedic knowledge in the past. Then again the Narayan Upanishad says, Atha Purusho Havai Narayano Kamayata Prajaha Srijayati. Then the Supreme Personality Narayan desired to create living entities. The Upanishad continues, Narayanad Brahma Jayate Narayanad Prajapatihi Prajayate Narayanad Indro Jayate Narayanad Astav Vasavo Jayante Narayanad Ekadasha Rudra Jayante Narayanad Dvadasha Adityaha. From Narayana, Brahma is born. From Narayana, the Prachetas are born. From Narayana, Indra is born. From Narayana, eight Vasus are born. from Narayana, the 11 Rudras are born. From Narayana, 12 Adityas are born. This Narayana is an expansion of Krishna. It is said in the same Vedas, Brahmanyo Devaki Putraha, the son of Devaki Krishna is a supreme personality. Narayana Upanishad 4. Then it is said, Eko vai Narayana asin na Brahma neshano napo nagni somau neme dvai aprithvi na nakshatrani na suryaha. In the beginning of the creation, there was only the Supreme Personality Narayana. There was no Brahma, no Shiva, no water, no fire, no moon, no heaven and earth, no stars in the sky, no sun. In the Maha Upanishad, it is said that Lord Shiva was born from the forehead of Supreme Lord. Thus, the Vedas say that it is the Supreme Lord, the creator of Brahma and Shiva, who is to be worshipped. Now see, this is a very important verse which talks about the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? So Krishna himself is clearing to Arjuna, because he does not want to keep any ambiguity when it comes to his original position. Now suppose someone comes to you and is asking you, who are you? And then you're saying, guess. Guess who am I? So you're creating ambiguity, you know, for that person. So Krishna is not saying, guess, oh Arjuna, you can guess who am I. No, he's saying, Aham sarvasva prabhavaha, mattas sarva pravartate. So he's saying that I am that personality from whom everything emanates. And what are those everything that he's talking about? The entire material creation and the entire spiritual creation. So all of us know this material creation is called as Ekpad Vibhuti, and the spiritual creation is called as Tripad Vibhuti. Ekpad means 1/4 of Lord's creation is material world and 3/4 is spiritual world. Now let's try to understand or comprehend Lord's creation. Now when it comes to material world, just imagine that how many countries are there, and in each country how many states are there, and in each states how many cities are there, and in each city how many blocks are there, and each block how many apartments are there, and in each apartment how many flats are there, and every flat how many people are there, and along with people how many other animalistic beings are there, I mean the insects and then the reptiles and so on and so forth. Go on. So the point that I'm trying to make here is that when it comes to the expansive creation of the Supreme Personality of God in the material world, it's very difficult to comprehend. Now, wherever you're sitting, you can just look around, try looking around, whichever space you can see, every single point or every single minute space that is there, that is filled with some germs, some microorganisms, some living beings are there around you. The air that we are breathing, those also have living beings. I mean, don't stop breathing, continue. So can you imagine how many beings are there around us? So you can imagine the entire earthly planet has got so many beings, and so much is there. So this is about living things. When it comes to non-living, take for example the mountains and the river bodies and the ocean and so many other water bodies. Yes. And then we have the stones and so many other things which are there. Minerals and metals and etc., whatever you can think of. All this, which you're talking about is part of the material world. And material world, I've just taken a small part. And what is that small part? In one entire Brahmanda, we have 14 planetary systems. And in that, there is one planetary system called Bhuloka. And in that, we have this planet Earth. That's what we're talking about. On this planet Earth itself, we have got so much of creation of the Lord. Now just think about the entire 14 planetary systems. Now when it comes to Bhurloka, Swarloka, and Janaloka, Tapaloka, Maharloka, and Brahmaloka, and going down, Atala, Vitala, Talatala, Rasatala, and then Patala, we have got so many down also. So like this, if you consider all of them, and now you consider what creation is there. In this material world, whatever we see, I mean, on this earthly planet, whatever you see, it's nothing actually. Nothing. It's all kachra here. It's all garbage. And in that garbage, we are enjoying. It is described when the heavenly beings, the people from Swargaloka, when they look down, onto this earthly planet, and when they look at us, how they look, they look at us with she. Almost when we look in on a stool and we see some worm and nicely enjoying in the stool, that is what is the vision of heavenly beings on us. How much you can enjoy in kachira? And then when a male and female are getting attracted to each other, they're looking from the top. Arre bapre, these dirty people are getting attracted to each other. How come they can get attracted to each other? So you can imagine, if that is their mode in the heavenly planet, then you can imagine the opulence in the heavenly planet. What opulence is there in the heavenly planet then? It is described, all the heavenly beings, they are very, very long-lived, very beautiful, very strong. And whatever adjectives you want to add, all of that is valid for heavenly beings. And now in the heavenly planet, the creation which is there all around, that's so beautiful that it cannot be compared to anything of this material, this earthly planet. Now you go up, you go to Janaloka, Maharloka, Tapaloka and Brahmaloka, and all these planets which are there, they are even more greater as compared to heavenly planets. In fact, the three planets, Brahmaloka, Janaloka and Tapaloka, even when the partial annihilation happens, there are two annihilations, partial annihilation and complete annihilation. Partial annihilation means these three loka which are there, Brahmaloka, Tapaloka and Janaloka, they'll remain as it is. And all the other planets will be submerged in water. And complete annihilation, when Brahma goes back to Godhead, when he leaves this universe, so at that time the entire cosmic manifestation or the entire universe is filled with water. And then you go down for the next seven planets which are there down. There are also lots of opulences are there, it seems. In fact, it's described, all the gadgets that you see in this world and all the technology that you see in this world is nothing in front of the technology those are there in the lower planetary systems. Right? And then the lowest planet which is there, that is hellish planet. So hellish planet does not come in the 14 planetary system. It's a different planet altogether. Fifth canto, last chapter talks about this, hellish planet. So it's a different planet altogether. Now in hellish planets also there are so many things which are there. And then there's huge amount of water that is filled, in the half of the universe is filled with water. Now just try to comprehend the entire creation, the creation of this universe and what all things are existing in this universe. Just try to comprehend. Now this is one universe which I described. Yes, one universe. And like that, many, many, many universes come out from the pores of Mahavishnu. Many universes. We cannot count also. When Prahlad Maharaj was asking Narasimha Dev, he was begging Narasimha. Narasimha Dev asked him that, you ask me a benediction. Prahlad Maharaj is like, I have everything. I don't want anything. Narasimha Dev is like, no, you have to ask something. He's like, I don't want anything. I have taken your darshan, O Lord. What else I want? That was the mood. And then this question was asked, that ask me something for my pleasure. So at that time, one of the statements that Prahlad Maharaj makes is, please deliver all the living entities of this universe. Now just imagine, all the living entities means all the sinful people, pious people and everyone. Everyone, including us. Yes, deliver everyone. That's what is the point that Prahlad Maharaj has made. Now, you know what Lord said? Delivering this universe, it's okay. Because all these universes which are created by me, they are like the mustard seeds in the sack of mustard seeds. Bora dekha hai? Jute ka bora. The sack made up of jute. And in that, lot of mustard seeds, rai. Mustard seeds called rai or sarso, whatever you call it as. So, entire sack is filled with mustard seeds. And from that, Lord is saying, if one mustard seed goes out, how does that really matter to my creation? That's what he says. Now, can you imagine or comprehend the creation of material world or material creation of Supreme Personality of Godhead? This is the creation of Supreme Personality of God, material creation. And how much is this proportion? 1/4. Just 1/4 of Lord's creation is this. 1/4 of Lord's creation is this. Now imagine, what will be 3/4 creation? In 3/4 creation, it is said there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. Innumerable. Innumerable. And on that innumerable Vaikuntha planets, there are innumerable spiritual beings. Eternal associates of the Lord. Innumerable. We are those useless people who rejected the Lord and who have come here. So when it comes to our population as compared to their population, we are nothing. That is what is the description. Now when you start comprehending these things, then you know chakkar aayega actually. Taare dikhenge. Room mein baithke bhi taare dikhenge. You know, how come? Aur taaron se yaad aaya, kitne sare taare bhi hai. In one universe also, you see so many stars are there. So many. Just imagine all of this has come from Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything, living, non-living, everything has come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That's what Krishna is saying. When Krishna is saying, I am source of all spiritual and material worlds, everything emanates from me, this is what he means. Now, another thing that has to be understood is, there's so many Devi Devtas. That's what Prabhupada is talking about here in the entire purport. Prabhupada is just talking about Lord is source of what all things. So he's focusing more on Devi Devtas here in this purport. So all the Devi Devtas, Brahma, Shiva, koi bhi ho, everyone has come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone. So now you imagine one thing. Brahma is a secondary creator who gave the details to this universe. Shiva is the secondary annihilator. Just by opening of his third eye and his Tandav dance, he can actually annihilate the entire world. Now can you imagine or try to comprehend now the power of Brahma and Shiva? Try to comprehend the power of Brahma and Shiva. Now what is the power of Brahma? Like all of you all are software engineers, most of you are software engineers. Now suppose when you want to create a code or you do any field you are in, you have to create something. Literally it takes day and nights together. You have to, suppose you have to write a code or you want to write something, literally you have to put a lot of effort to do that, isn't it? So, and that is just a small chunk of code, small, little. And that will be fit somewhere in a big code. Or if you're manufacturing a small circuit, that will be fitted in a big machine or whatever. Yes, so it's hardly, that is our small creation. And how much time it takes, how much energy it takes. I'm hearing from some devotees that lockdown has proved even more hazardous to their health. Even more dangerous. Why? Because now they cannot escape meetings. You're at home, you have internet, attend all the meetings. In the office, at least you can escape. You know, you can go here and there and somewhat you can tell something. But now people cannot escape, it seems. So they're saying that before we were working from 9 to 9, now it is going up to 12 also. Some of our Grihastha devotees are working till night too. That's what they were saying. I'm sure there will be good competitors in this group also. You 21 people who I assembled today. So even I'm sure there will be some competitors who are working at night as well. So after putting day and night together, putting so much of energy and time and everything, you create a small chunk. Yes. Now that is what we are doing, and so much of energy is needed. Now just imagine when this entire creation has to be created, entire creation, then how much energy is needed, and that energy or that power Brahma is having. Now suppose you want to destroy something, you take up anything for that matter, you want to destroy something. It takes good amount of time and energy. Like for example, you build a building and now you want to destroy that. In fact, destroying the building itself takes so much of time. So much of time. You take up any building. They'll keep somehow struggling with the hammer and then the crane will come or whatever. The bulldozer will come. Now everything takes so much of time. And Lord Shiva, he annihilates the entire creation, the entire universe. Now just imagine what power Lord Shiva has. Now both Brahma and Shiva, with so much of power, with so much of energy and with so much of strength, they are coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now try to comprehend the power of Supreme Personality of Godhead. How much powerful he is. Yes. Now if these powerful personalities are coming out of Krishna, then imagine how powerful Krishna is. How powerful Krishna is. Krishna just showed a glimpse of his power by lifting Govardhan mountain on his left hand on a little finger. And playing flute with the other finger, with the other hand, and then glancing on all the gopis and gopas standing around. Yes. That was just a glimpse of his strength, nothing else. Just a glimpse. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's what Krishna is saying. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattas sarva pravartate. Everything emanates from you, Arjuna. Everything emanates from me. And what all things emanates from me? Spiritual and material worlds. And it also implies the beings in the spiritual world and the beings in the material world. They all emanate from me. They all emanate from me. I empower them. And so on and so forth. Now let's try to get a different angle to this and try to analyze. You know, some points are coming to my mind. I would like to share those. Now all of us, you know, we are very much indebted to our parents. All of us are indebted to our parents because we feel that they have done so much for us. And we see that so many devotees, they are, in fact, when it comes to joining Brahmacharya Ashram, this is the first question, you know, which people ask, what will happen to my parents? Who will take care of them? They've taken care of me so much. Yeah, obviously, when it comes to married life, at that time, people don't think about parents. Patni aate laat maar ke bhaga dete, that is there. But you know, in general, and I'm saying indebted, you know, we all are indebted to our parents. Why are we indebted? Because we have shared our blood. I mean, no, they have given us birth. We have shared their body. We have shared their blood. Yes. So we have a blood relationship with them. Now, along with this blood relationship that we have, so we also see that they've taken care of us right from our childhood. Jab bachpan mein, we used to pass urine and stool on the bed itself. They were the ones who were cleaning. They were the ones who were feeding. Mother held us in her womb for 9 months or more. And then she fed something from her body. She fed the milk from her body. And she had to go to so much of trouble. And then when it comes to a father, no, he also slogged so much to take care of the person. So this all maintenance part is seen. Oh, they have taken care of me so nicely. So like this, we see both. That when mother and father, we give so much of respect and at the same time, we are indebted. Obviously, now in the age of Kali Yuga, when it comes to foolish people, they don't understand what parents have done. Yes. Even being a brahmachari who has given up the house, when it comes to me, you know, whenever I call my parents, I feel, you know, so much of happiness and bliss when I talk to them. And I feel so much of gratitude, you know, for everything that they've done for me. So the point that I'm trying to make is all of us here who have come from a pious background and who are trying to be pious in day-to-day life also, we all are indebted to our parents because they have created us and they have maintained us. Now just imagine what Krishna has done. Yes. So we are indebted because we have shared the body and the blood of our parents. Now, and they have taken care of us. Now imagine what Krishna has done for all of us. We all have emanated from Krishna. Krishna says, Mamai Vamsha Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. You all are my part and parcels of Arjuna. That's what he's saying. And then when he has given us birth, now just imagine a small, very, very small thing. As soon as the baby is born, automatically the milk gets filled in the breast of the mother. Automatically. ऐसा नहीं कि कुछ स्पेशल कुछ करना पड़ता है उसके लिए ऑटोमैटिकली एंड देन इवन व्हेन द चाइल्ड इज देयर इन द वूम ऑटोमैटिकली देयर इज अ पाइप व्हिच गोस टू हिज स्टमक एंड देन फ्रॉम द मदर स्टमक टू द चाइल्ड स्टमक ऑटोमैटिकली यू नो द न्यूट्रिएंट्स आर गोइंग सो लॉर्ड इज प्रोवाइडिंग एवरीथिंग राइट फ्रॉम द चाइल्ड इन द वूम व्हेन ही कम्स आउट नॉट थ्रू द मदर्स ब्रेस्ट मिल्क एंड टू वेरियस अदर एस्पेक्ट्स व्हिच द पर्सन नीड्स एवरीथिंग लॉर्ड प्रोवाइड्स एवरीथिंग. And we all are his part and parcel. And then Lord is providing us everything. Now can you imagine how strong is our relationship with Krishna? A very, very strong relationship which we have with Krishna. Because everything emanates from him. We are his part. So we have a very strong relationship with him. Yes. Now the other aspect that we have to understand is, then how much should we be indebted to Krishna? Like we are indebted to our parents because they have taken care of us. But one thing is very clear. Parents have taken care of us. This life, parents have taken care of us in this life. Past life, parents, they took care of us in the past life. Future life, God forbid, there shouldn't be any future life. Suppose we have one. So parents of next life will be taking care of us. So these parents are different. Currently, what parents we have, they were not there in past life or nor they'll be there in future. But still we're indebted to them because they've taken care of us. But Krishna is taking care of us from lifetime after lifetime. So many lifetimes he's taking care of us. So we are his part. Mamai Vamsha Jiva Loke. We are his part. We are his Amsha. That's what Krishna is saying. You all are my Amsha. So we are his Amsha. And second, what is he saying? Second, he's saying that I am the person who maintains everything. So whatever is needed, he provides to all of us. To what extent? See, parents, when they provide us, now what all things they provide right from childhood? Food, shelter, clothing. And they'll teach us ABCD or whatever. Yes. And they'll beat us nicely if we do something wrong. So they'll teach us some manners or whatever. Yes. But parents don't enter our minds and give us remembrance. Correct? But Krishna gives. He says, Sarvasya Chaham Ridhi Sannivishto. He says, Sarvasya Chaham Ridhi Sannivishto Matta Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. I give, oh Arjuna, I give you remembrance. I give you knowledge and I give you forgetfulness. That's what he says. And we were there in mother's womb. Then we came out. Now parents have separate bodies and we have a separate body. Okay. And we all are attached. Emotionally, we all are attached and we have a relationship with each other. And then now we say that we are connected, we are a family and so on and so forth. Even if we say that we are the most intimate family, max to max, what an intimate family will do. At night, they might sleep on the same bed, all four of them, on a big king-size bed. Max to max, this can be done. I heard one of our devotees was sharing. Is he there? Yeah. One of the devotees was sharing that now the mother has asked that everyone should sleep in the same room. So two on the bed and two down. So max to max, this is the intimacy that we can have. Now, can the parents enter the son or son can enter the parents? Now the parent, when the son leaves, you know, for some college, a professional course or, you know, some job or whatever. So they're separated. Physically they're separated. Look at Krishna. How close we are when it comes to Krishna. How close? How close? Very, very, very close. Krishna says, Sarvasya Chaham Ridhi Sannivishto. In 15.15 and 18.61, he says, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddheshe Arjuna Tishtati. Oh Arjuna, I'm there in everyone's heart. That's how close we are. That's how close we are. Sorry, that's how Krishna is so close to all of us. Now, can you imagine what is the position of Krishna in our life? What is the position of Krishna in our life? Yes. Very, very high position. Very, very high position. And when a devotee realizes this, that everything comes from Krishna, Krishna is the source of all spiritual and material worlds, and everything emanates from him, automatically a devotee who realizes this gets a strong bond with Krishna, which can never be broken even by Maya. Even by Maya. So as devotees, why are we analyzing all these things? Why Krishna has to speak all these things? Because Arjuna anyways knows, oh, who is Krishna. But still Krishna is speaking all these things to Arjuna, saying, Aham sarvasya prabhava mattas sarva pravartate. That's so he's telling. So that we analyze and understand, because we are Baddha Jivas. Come on. We are Baddha Jivas, and unless and until we don't have analysis, we can never understand who is Supreme Personality of God. And we cannot understand. What will we understand? You know, this tiny brain which cannot hold that memory of A plus B the whole square and A plus B the whole cube or whatever. A plus B, you might say, I know A plus B the whole square, A plus B the whole cube. A plus B raised to 4, A plus B raised to 10. How much will we remember? Raised to infinity, then we have our calculation ... and then we have something else. Those things only we cannot hold here. Those things only we cannot hold here. Yes. So the point that I'm making is that how can we understand Krishna then? So Krishna very clearly he tells about himself. That who is he? Aham sarasya prabhava mattas sarva pravartate. Everything emanates from me, O Arjuna. Everything emanates from me. Now Krishna makes a second line, very, very important line. He says that Aham sarasya prabhava mattas sarva pravartate iti matva bhajante maam. Buddha bhava samanvita. He says, iti matva, matva is knowing, iti matva bhajante maam, buddha bhava samanvita. So those buddhas, buddhas matlab Hindi wala buddha nahi. Here buddha basically means, or buddha basically means the learned or the intelligent one. So he's saying that the ones who are intelligent, what will they do? The ones who are intelligent, they will bhajate, they will worship me. When? Matva. After knowing all these things, what I just described to you, Arjuna. So anyone who understands the position of Krishna, first. Second, anyone who understands our position as living entities. Third, anyone who understands our relationship with Krishna cannot resist himself but to become the devotee of Krishna and surrender onto him completely. That person will have no option. Once he understands who is Krishna, who is he, and what is the relationship with Krishna, forget it. He can never think of not surrendering to Krishna. Yes. Only the person who is not intelligent, ekdam dumb fellow, he is the person who will be like, ha, theek hai, God is there, I am here, there is no relationship as such. Even if there is a relationship, he has done what he is supposed to do, and it was his job to do. So let me enjoy my life. There are some people, you know, belong to this category also. But here Krishna is not talking about those mandajivas, those foolish living entities. What he is saying? Buddha, the learned ones. He's saying all the engineers, all the engineers from NIT, IIT, or all the other colleges, all the engineers who know this perfectly, who can analyze this perfectly, or all the learned ones, or all the people who are intelligent, who understand this perfectly, O Arjuna. See, this word perfectly is very important. Yes. Who understand this perfectly, O Arjuna, that person will engage in my devotional service first. It means he'll start worshipping Krishna. Okay. Then he says, he'll engage in my devotional service, and then what will he do? He'll worship me with all their hearts. Means there will be no hitchhik, or I mean, there'll be no reservation. There'll be no restriction. Saying in my heart, there'll be some place, you know, for this personality, some place for that personality. And Krishna, you can take a small space. Because anyways, no, you are a person who is bigger than the biggest, smaller than the smallest. Take the smallest position in my heart. No. What do that person do? What does that person do? He worships Krishna with complete faith and devotion, with all his heart. All his heart. He gives the entire heart to Krishna. Krishna, this is yours. This is yours. This is what is goal of life. This is what is goal of life. After understanding who is Krishna, after understanding all these things, at least on theoretical platform, if a person does not engage in devotional service, now that person is a fool number one. In a human body, he's a pig. Like, you know, for a pig, suppose you give two things. You give rasgulla and you give stool. Now what will the pig eat? The pig will look at rasgulla, and he'll make face, and he'll look at stool, and he'll salivate. His mouth will salivate. That is what is our situation. Yes, that is what is our current situation. We have devotional service at one end, and we have material enjoyment at the other end. And currently, our consciousness is like a pig. So, devotional service is like rasgulla, and material life is like stool. And for us, whenever we look at stool, you know, automatically mouth salivates. This is what is our situation. You look at this. Now, so all youth are there, so I can make the statement. Now, whenever we look at a female, automatically the person gets attracted. Beautiful female, depends on person's level also. Yes, because the beauty depends, it's comparative. Yes, so depending on the person's level, he makes the statement, oh, she's beautiful, whatever. So in general, the person gets attracted to that beauty. Shankaracharya, he writes Govindam, Bhaja Govindam. In that song, he writes that Nabhi Stanabara, you know, there's a shloka which talks about the Nabhi, the navel of a female, the Stana, the breast of the female, and the other body parts of the female, which are very, very attractive, not to the male. What are those? There he says, those are just filth. That's what Shankaracharya says. He says that all these things are just filled with what? Blood, muscle, bone, mucus, bile, urine, and so on and so forth. And stool also. Yes. So all these things are filled. And what are we getting attracted to? Stool. Simple. Simple. Yes. So the point that I'm trying to make is, we have got a pig consciousness, unfortunately. So devotional service is there, which is actually very, very nectarian. We'll see in the next shloka. Oh, it's already 7:45. I don't know if we'll reach the next shloka, but in the next shloka it is there. This is very, very sweet. Devotional service is very, very sweet. It is eternal. It is permanent. It can be ever relished with complete attachment and to the fullest. When it comes to material life, you cannot do all these things because everything is temporary and everything around is just a garbage and filth. And you know, you cannot enjoy it to the fullest also, because you go to enjoy, that will get extinguished after some time, right? So the point that I'm making is that the one who understands who is Krishna and who understands about the rasgulla which is available and whose pig consciousness changes to human consciousness, that personality will start hankering and start salivating when it comes to rasgulla. So you might have heard devotees saying, this is a very tasty shloka. This is a very, very relishing shloka. So they salivate when they see devotional service. They salivate. When they look at the beauty of Krishna in the deity form, yes, they salivate at that time. I mean, such amazing beauty this is. Aha, such amazing beauty. Right. So that is devotional service. That is devotional service. And people who start doing devotional service, they worship Krishna. How? With all their hearts. With all their hearts. So here, all their hearts basically means their entire existence is given for Krishna. Entire existence is given for Krishna. So currently, or now the goal of life, our goal of life is that day should come when we attain Krishna as soon as possible in this very lifetime. That is the goal of life. And when we attain Krishna, what is the first thing that we do? We just offer all our heart to Krishna. Krishna, everything is yours. Everything is yours, O Krishna. Everything is yours. That is called a surrender. That is called a surrender. When will that day come? When will that day come in our life when we completely surrender to Krishna and give our heart as a flower offering to Krishna? You know, you take your heart and offer it 7 times and then keep it at the lotus feet of Krishna. When that day will come? When that day will come? As of now, we have got so much of reservation when it comes to do bhakti, because we feel that this thing I have created, this thing belongs to me. I'm connected to this person. That person is a family member. This person is my friend. This person is that. This person is this. But we don't understand. Aham sarasya prabhavo. Everything emanates from Krishna. Yes. What all things? Both spiritual and material worlds. In this way, a person who is learned will be able to understand the context, or sorry, the meaning of the shloka, which is very, very deep. We can keep on discussing more also. We can keep on discussing more about these 3 lines which Prabhupada has given us. If you have any questions, keep posting. You know, I'll try to answer. Let's move on to the next shloka. So, do you all want to ask question now? Because we have 15 minutes. So, if you have question, then we can ask. We'll discuss the questions. Prabhuji, everyone has done... Okay, there's a private question from a private person. Prabhuji, everyone has done many things for us. But I can see only people helping me and Krishna's help, I can't see. And Krishna can do anything very easily, but parents and spiritual master, many other people, we can see they struggle in front of our eyes. So how to understand Krishna is struggling for us? Prabhuji, can you explain me Mata, Pita, Guru, Daiva? Why did God take the 4 position? And Prabhuji, some guidance again for determination. It goes down and comes up. So how to hold it steadily in current state until I get the mercy of a devotee? Hari, you have got a mercy of a devotee, so you are here. Okay, to answer your first question, I'm seeing people around me who are helping me. I cannot see Krishna who is helping me. How do we understand? How can we see Krishna? Through our ears. Through Shravanam, we can understand what Krishna is doing for all of us. Yes. That is called as first class understanding. So we have to do Shravanam. We have to hear from learned people. We have to hear from realized people. And when we do Shravanam, so at that time what happens is, the right perspective comes towards Krishna. Currently we don't have a right perspective towards Krishna. For us, Krishna is just there, you know, some invisible personality who is not having any role in our life. That is what is the current scenario when it comes to our blunt senses, because our blunt senses cannot perceive him. But when we start hearing from a realized personality, automatically what happens? The understanding what the other person has goes into our consciousness, and we understand what Krishna is doing. So Shravanam is given lots of importance, lots of importance. If you really want to progress on the path of bhakti, Shravanam should be done very, very carefully. Very carefully we have to hear about Krishna. Only when we hear Krishna very carefully, when we understand the position of Krishna, our position and our relationship with Krishna, then automatically by this Shravanam, we'll be able to understand how much Krishna is doing for all of us. Yes. So Shastras talk about that. What to talk about Shastras? Krishna himself talks about what he does for all of us. He himself talks about that. Right. So just by Shravanam we can do that too. Only by Shravanam. So through eyes you are able to see. Through eyes you are able to see Krishna. Through the eyes you are able to see people around working hard. But through ears, you'll be able to see what Krishna is doing for us. So ears, hearing matters a lot. Oral reception. That's what Prabhupada says again and again. Submissive oral reception. That's what he says, submissive oral reception. Only when we have submissive oral reception, we'll be able to understand Krishna. That's what he says. So have submissive oral reception. Can you explain me, Mata, Pita, Guru, Daiva, why did God take the fourth position now? Mata, Pita, Guru, Daiva. I didn't get, you can elaborate this question. And some guidance, the determination, it goes up and goes down. So this is a very frequently asked question, almost in every session. So all of our determination will go down, obviously. With time, it will go down because unfortunately, who are we? We are Baddha Jivas. Baddha Jivas means bound in the cycle of birth and death. Unfortunate living beings who chose to come to this material world. And what are we trying to do? If the river is flowing like this, we are trying to swim in the opposite direction. Entire world is saying, maja karo, maja maro, ye karo, karo. And we are saying, no maja. No maja. No enjoyment. Only what? Devotional service. And our situation is, there is no taste for devotional service. And usme devotees keep saying, Prabhu, 24/7 we have to do devotional service. Are kahan se kare? Ruchi nahi hai, kahan se kare? Right? So automatically determination will go down. It's very natural. Isme kuch, no, there is no rocket science in this. No rocket science to understand why determination is going down. Firstly, you are going opposite direction to that of what the entire world is doing. Yes. And then, like for example, I was telling this in one of the Bhagavatam class. So morning when we get up at 3 o'clock and things like that. So we see, we hear people just behind IBC. They are watching movies at night, 3 o'clock. And we people, we are somehow giving up the sleep, getting up and putting cold water on the body. So they are doing something which is called as maja of this material world. And what are we doing? Saja of this of spiritual world. Or saja of the material world and actually maja of spiritual world. Yes. So when entire world is doing something and you are doing something completely opposite, what do you expect? We expect, obviously, our determination will go down. Obviously. But then one thing is there, that this determination comes up only when we see devotees who are fired up. Only when we hear from devotees who are fired up. Only when we get their association and when they motivate us to practice bhakti very nicely in our day-to-day life. Then even if the sinusoidal wave has gone down to a very, very great extent, the sinusoidal wave of our life, which it can actually be picked up very, very fast by the devotee. So taking shelter of a devotee will help to increase our determination, to get back our determination. So that's what we keep telling again and again, that please call up a devotee and talk when the determination is low. That's very, very important. Very, very important. So that's what I do. Asanik, I might be speaking a lot of big things, but I am good for nothing actually. I myself, my determination goes low sometimes and I feel low sometimes. Immediately, because I know that, one thing, that human life is short. And in that, there is no time for low determination. As soon as the determination goes low, immediately you have to pull it high by the help of a devotee. And because if you keep the determination low, it will actually extend for many, many days. And we cannot afford days. Are days ki kya baat hai? Even 1 minute we cannot afford. Because it's a minute of human life. We cannot. Yes. So the point that I'm making is immediately we take shelter of a devotee and get back our determination onto the platform again, on the spiritual platform, and start practicing bhakti again. So that's what we have to do when it comes to determination. So talk to a devotee. Immediately talk to a devotee when the determination goes low. Immediately. So that's what is the answer to your question. And something else also you had asked. Determination goes, so how to hold it steady in current state until I get the mercy? So that's what is my answer. How to increase the taste for spiritual life more? Hemant Prabhu, you already have so much of taste. How much more taste you want? You chanted 72 rounds on Ekadashi. So only person who has taste, will... you want to compete with gopis of Braj, looks like. Okay, on a serious note, increasing taste in spiritual life. So, see our current situation. Let me recite the shloka. Let me see if I can remember. Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapya Vidya Pitoptarasanayan. What is that? Narochikanu. The next two lines, it says, okay, I'll remove that verse. I'm able to remember the English translation, but I want to recite that shloka. So seventh verse of Nectar of Instruction, which says, Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapya Vidya Pitoptaras Rasanasya Narochikanu Kintvadarad Anudinam Khalosaiva Jushta Svadvika Mad Bhavati Tadgatamula Hantri. So this is the place where you'll understand the taste. It says that Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapya Vidya. So Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes, everything. They are Sita. Sweet. But what is our condition? But our condition is pitopta. Pitopta rasanasya. Rasanasya, our tongue, is afflicted by jaundice. Pitopta. Pita, jaundice. Our tongue is afflicted by jaundice. And because of that, what is happening? Na rochikanu. These things, you know, which we see, we don't feel any taste in this. And then the next line says that Kintvu, Kintva, Kintu, but Dina Anudinam. So like every single day, Anudinam. If every single day the person practices bhakti, how? Kintva Adarad, by other. So this is a very important thing. All the ones who are searching for taste in bhakti, please listen carefully. Kintva Adarad Anudinam. This Kintva Adarad, Kintu, but Adarat, with respect, Anudinam, every single day, when we practice bhakti, so at that time, Swadvi, means little taste the person will start getting. Swadvi Kramad Bhavati. So little taste will start manifesting, and then it says that Tad Gada Moola Hantri. Then finally, this jaundice which is there, which is covering our tongue, which will be removed right from the root, and it will be removed out and will be thrown. So the third line is very, very important of this shloka, which says that Kintva Adarad Anudinam. So what is this line? Which says Adarad, with respect we have to practice devotional service. With respect. When does the problem comes? When does we lose taste or we don't get taste? When we actually commit aparad, when we commit offense. And what do you mean by offense? Offense means seeing spiritual things as material. That is offense. So these spiritual things should be given that importance, should be given that respect. When it comes to Bhagavad Gita, when the book Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, devotees, prasadam, everything should be given that respect. The spiritual things should be given that respect. And when we give that respect, what happens? Automatically the reciprocation starts. When we don't give respect, so it's not that these entities actually, they are asking for respect. They don't ask for respect. But when we don't give respect, so the spiritual thing turns out to be material. We start seeing those things as material. Jaise abhi Bhagavad Gita liya, and then you're lying on the bed. Ekdam aisa pair pe pair dalke, and then you have Bhagavad Gita, you're on the pillow, and then Bhagavad Gita you're reading, and slowly Bhagavad Gita goes onto your face and you go to sleep. What respect are we giving? So we have to give respect. That is very, very important. Respect to the spiritual entities. And when we give respect to spiritual entities, automatically what happens? The spiritual entities remain spiritual in our vision. When we don't give respect, the spiritual entities, what happens? That spiritual entities become material in front of our vision, and that is called as offense. That is offense. When spiritual things turns to material things in our vision, that becomes an offense. And it is very clear, anyone who does offense, this jaundice which is there on the tongue will increase more and more and more. And even if someone is speaking like, someone is speaking Krishna Leela, you're like, enough, Baba, so much hearing. From last 1 year, this Kartikeya is going on speaking. Koi ban karo usko. When you don't have taste, this will be the problem. But when we have taste, please speak more. I want to hear. That's what Rupa Goswami is saying. Rupa Goswami says, Tunde tandavini ratim vitanute tundavali labdhaye. Karna Kroda Kadambini Ghatayate Karna Buddhivyasprahan Chetaha Prangana Sangini Vijayate Sarvendriyanam Pritim Najano Janitakriyat Piramritai Krishneti Varnadvai. He's saying this two syllable K Krishna. How much nectar it has. How much nectar it has. Tunde tandavani ratam vitanute tundavali labdhaye. Are these 2 years are not enough, Baba. This Krishna has got so much of taste. I need millions and millions of years. Rupa Goswami saying, not me. Okay. And then he says, the tunde tandavini vitanute tundavali labdhaye. Sorry, he's talking about the tongue. Tunda is basically that line talks about tongue. He says, this, Krishna, these two syllables are so amazing. Kri and Na, Krishna. That this, I feel like having millions and millions of tongue. And then he says, Karana Kroda Kadambini Ghatayate Karana Buddhebhya Spriham. That enters my ears, I feel like having millions and millions of ears. Now, this is very difficult. You know, I don't understand what Rupa Goswami is saying. If anyone of you understand, you can comprehend. Yes. And then he says, Chetaha Prangana Sangini Vijayate Sarvendriyanam Kritam. He says, when this word Krishna enters my ears from my tongue, when it enters my ears, it goes to the heart and it goes into the heart and it creates something in the heart which captures all my senses. It captures all my senses. And then he says, Na jano janita kriyadbir amrite krishneti varnadvai. Are baap, kitna amrit hai isme. I'm not able to understand only. Did you all understand? We don't understand because we don't understand the sweetness of that. Now, one thing is clear. See, there is taste in bhakti. This is clear. Why? Because all our acharyas are talking about that. All our acharyas are talking about that. That bhakti is sweet. Bhakti is sweeter than the sweetest. Bhakti is like honey. Bhakti is like this. Bhakti is like that. So, all the acharyas are talking. And now here in this verse, Rupa Goswami is saying, the word Krishna is enough for a person to go crazy. Now, all our acharyas are talking about the taste in bhakti. So, this is very, very clear. That there is taste in bhakti, no doubt about that. Bhakti is very, very sweet, no doubt about that. The bhakti aspect is very, very relishing, no doubt about that. Because our acharyas are saying, because they have relished it. Now our problem is it is sweet, but when it comes to us, when we are tasting it, we are feeling it bitter. That is our problem. Why we are feeling bitter? Because there is jaundice afflicted on our tongue. I mean the pita, that covering is there on the tongue, on rasanasya, on the tongue. And then, whenever putting anything in the mouth, it feels bitter. So slowly when that goes away, then we'll get the taste. But if more and more and more and more covering comes up on that, never ever will be able to understand what Rupa Goswami is saying. Tunde tandavini kitna todre. Tunde tandavini ratim vitanute tundavali labdaye. We'll not understand only what Rupa Goswami is saying. Never will understand. How to remove that? Adarad. Respect. Anudinam. Every single day. With respect, every single day we have to do the same activity of devotional service. Every day we have to chant, every day we have to hear, every day we have to read with respect. Adarad, with respect. Many devotees do sadhana, but the aspect of respect is missing, no? The aspect of respect is missing. Aisa lagta hai, theek hai, abhi karna hai, abhi sadhana chart bhejna hai, to kuch to karna hai, then we just do something and send. But no, we have to respect. When we're chanting the holy name and if the mobile light is blinking, the respect is not looking at the mobile or not taking that call or WhatsApp message or whatever and giving first preference to Krishna. That is called as respect. When we're chanting, trying to hear attentively is respect, giving respect to Krishna. So in this way, when we start doing our bhajan, bhajan means sadhana. So at that time, it will be very nice. Now when you're hearing Bhagavad Gita, now you're not doing anything else. I'm sure all my students are very, very sincere. They'll not be doing anything else. They're just listening to me. Correct, no? Or you're eating and cooking and whatever. I don't know. So, when you're hearing, so you give respect. Whom? To the words emanating from the mouth of the speaker, which describes the glories and pastimes of Krishna. So, we're giving respect to that nectar that is coming. So, when we give respect, automatically, see the difference between the people who realize and people who don't realize is, everyone hears the same class. But the ones who are hearing with respect, with attention, that person will gain a lot. But a person who is neglectful, he knows how many people are there in IVF. He'll check. Abhi chalo chale jaate hain, and then we'll mute and let him speak or whatever. So that will not work actually. And or you're putting Prabhupada's audio and you're doing something else. No, it will not work. Respect. Adarad, anudinam. Every single day with respect, we have to do. Then then it is possible that Swadhavi will start getting taste. Then we'll start getting taste. And how is this Swadhavi? How is this taste coming up? Swadhavi Kramad Bhavati. Bhavati, it will manifest how? Kramad, slowly. And how can we understand we're getting taste for bhakti or not? When we continue our sadhana every single day, then at that time we'll understand, okay, at least I'm able to continue. So some taste is there little. Yes. And then when we start increasing the number of hours for Krishna, then it means the taste is increasing. And when we increase more and more and more and more and more, and when we find 24 hours to be short, then we can understand, ah, chalo, ye bande mein thoda taste aa gaya. That is called as taste. So this way, you know, this is regarding increasing the taste, you know, for spiritual life. So two words are very important. Adarad and Anudinam. With respect, every single day. Then comes what? Swadhvi Kramad. So with time, Swadhvi, the taste will come. So this is the answer to your question. But anyways, Hemantpur, we don't need this answer because you already have taste. Okay. So Balmukund Prabhu is asking something. Okay. Hemantpur, you are saying respect is missing in almost all our activities. Yes, 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 true. Our senses are imperfect. How can we read scriptures perfectly and implement in life? Oh, that's a very nice question, Balmukund Prabhu. So our senses are imperfect. How can we read and perfectly implement in our life? Actually, no, we cannot do it. That's what Rupa Goswami is saying in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He is saying, Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grayam Indriye Sevan Mukhehi Jivhado Swayam Eva Spratyada. He is saying, Atha Shri Krishna Nam Adi. Shri Krishna's name, form, qualities, pastimes. Atha Shri Krishna Nam Adi Na Bhaved Grayam Indriye. Exactly, you are speaking what Rupa Goswami is saying. Rupa Goswami will say the same thing. With this imperfect senses, you know, how can we understand all these things? Then how can we understand? Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grayam Indriye Sevan Mukhehi Jivhado. When we start doing devotional service, start doing some sadhana, start showing Krishna that, oh Krishna, I want to attain you this very lifetime. I literally want to attain you this very lifetime. When you start showing that intense desire and hankering to attain Krishna with your endeavor, even if you have taste or you don't have taste, then what happens? Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grayam Indriye Seva Mukhehi Jivado Swayam Eva Spuratyada. So whatever you're talking about, how can we understand? We can understand automatically how Krishna will reveal within. Swayam Eva Spuratyada. The fourth shloka that we're going to discuss in this series, you will hear that Krishna will actually remove that imperfection which is there in our heart, the darkness which is there in our heart, and he'll give that light of knowledge. And automatically we can understand Krishna. But the start is what? The start is we endeavor on the path of bhakti. Every single day we endeavor on the path of bhakti. That is very, very important. If we're able to endeavor every single day, then you know we can expect that someday by Krishna's sweet will, he'll give us his mercy. So that is the answer to your question, Balmukund Prabhu. You're speaking Rupa Goswami's language, huh? Shashank Prabhu. Okay, he's saying that Mata, Pita, Guru, Daiva. So Mata is in first position, Daiva like that, fourth position. So can you explain me this shloka or this word? Please send me the shloka. I don't know the reference. Yes. When it comes to see the Lord is present in everyone's heart. So this particular sequence, I don't know. So you can send me the shloka. I've heard, but I want the reference. Lokesh Prabhu has a question. He says, how can we fix same day, same time for chanting and reading daily? Time will be different for some or other reason. Yes, you're correct. No, some or the other reason, you know, things will change. But one thing is there that as much as possible, you have to keep it same. As much as possible. Like for me, Saturday, Sundays are really very difficult. No, Saturday, Sunday is topsy-turvy for me. No, like many devotees might call and many meetings and so on and so forth. My sadhana goes for a toss on Saturday, Sunday. Now, I cannot tell over phone, hey, mera sadhana nahi hua, so I'll not talk to you. I'll not give class because my sadhana is not. I have to. That's my service. Yes. So, some days it will be like that. But the other 5 days which are there, so that has to be proper. That has to be proper. Right. So, at maximum days in a week, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, same time, you know, we should be doing those activities. Maximum days. If not every day, at least maximum day. And it's a ye hoga, Lokesh Prabhu. This will happen. How it will happen? When we give first priority to Krishna. Abhi hamare life mein first priority Krishna nahi hai. Krishna is not first priority in our life. Poocho khud se. Everyone can ask yourself, is Krishna my first priority? there will be a big no. N capital, O capital. And font is 72 points. that is no. Yes. Krishna is not first priority in our life. That is what is the unfortunate situation. Krishna ko lana hai. Wo Krishna is there somewhere down in the priority list. We should pull him up and put it up. And when can we do that? When we understand the importance of spiritual life. When we understand the importance of attaining Krishna this very lifetime. Jab hum samajh payenge ki Bhagwan ko paana hai isi janam mein shigra ati shigra. As soon as possible. Yes. And why I am supposed to do that? Because he is my eternal parent. I am away from him from so long. So long, it is my duty to get back to him. Kab tak main yahan ghumne abhi, jaise sometimes, you know, kids go out of the house for a picnic. Just imagine, kid goes out and he's out only for time immemorial. That is our situation. We told Krishna, I'm going for a picnic, tata bye bye, and we are here only. Doing picnic with so many people around, lifetime after lifetime. This picnic has to end one day. And this picnic is not really good. Hamara problem kya hai pata hai? Our problem is, everything in our life is proper. That is our problem. Job achha chal raha hai, paise achha aare, family members achha, friends achha, association is good. Everything is proper. So it is a problem. That's what Kunti Maharani is saying. Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Sribir. These four are actually disqualification for a person to do bhakti. Janma, good birth in a good family. Janma, Aishwarya. Aishwarya is a wealth or good monetary status. Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, education, and Shri, good looks. So all of us have got these four. Good looks ka pata nahi, lekin pehle tha. So we all have this. Even good looks also to some extent, we are, when you compare a Negro with us, you know, we'll be good. So the point that I'm making is, since we have all these things, we don't realize Krishna's importance in our life, and we don't realize this world is dirty. Kabhi kabhi to hum convince hi nahi ho pate that, you know, this world is actually not a good place to stay. We feel that, No, this Bhagavatam class people, I don't know what's wrong with this. I think these people are facing a problem in their life. So they keep saying that this world is Dukkhalayam. No, I don't see any Dukkha. It's Sukha. Sukhalayam. No. Only because everything is going well in our life, we feel it's Sukhalayam, but it's not. It's not. So the point that I'm trying to make here is, we should realize, looking at other people around, that this world is Dukkhalayam. And I am not meant to stay in this world. I have to go back home, back to Gauri, to Krishna. Abhi dekhiye, Corona season. अभी तक तो हमें हुआ नहीं है कोरोना, लेकिन बाकी जगह पे देखिए कितने लोग मर रहे हैं. सो मेनी पीपल आर डाइंग इन यूएस, अराउंड 45,000 पीपल हैव डाइड. यस. एंड सो मेनी पीपल इन इंडिया, दे आर एक्चुअली स्टार्विंग. आई थिंक दे विल डाई आउट ऑफ स्टार्विंग ऑन द स्टार्वेशन. कुछ खाने नहीं मिला बिकॉज पैसे नहीं है. व्हाट लेबर इज डेली वेजेस दे गेट, नाउ दे आर नॉट गेटिंग. फॉर अस, यू नो, वी हैव वर्क फ्रॉम होम, और सम ऑफ यू हैव गॉट फुल ऑफ ओनली. सो फॉर अस, यू नो, इट डजंट मैटर मच. यू नो, मनी विल कम इन द बैंक at the end of the month. So we hardly realize all these things. Hardly realize. So we have to observe the surrounding, and we should understand this place is not a place to live, and this place is not a place meant for picnic. I have to go back to my eternal father. Like this, we have to fix and then do bhakti. Give Krishna the first priority by analyzing all these things. Then automatically, the first priority Krishna, then automatically everything will be first priority. Chanting, reading, hearing, sab first priority mein rahega. Sabhi hum compromise nahi karenge. Currently, what is the situation? Anything else comes up, that takes the first priority. That takes the first priority. Right? So that is what is the answer, you know, for your question. That somehow get Krishna on the first priority. How to get Krishna on first priority? By hearing these more lectures again and again, and associating more with devotees, understanding how this world is Dukkhalayam or Shashvatam, understanding that any time, you know, anything can happen to us. With all this analysis, we have to give Krishna the first priority.